أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah from 63 to 65 of Surah Al-Kahf. The discussion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went in pursuit of this person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about, who was most knowledgeable. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, not knowing the destination, the time, the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, take this fish. When this fish jumps into the ocean, obviously it will be a dead fish. There are some that said it was fried. Ibn Atiyah rahimahumullah says they had eaten from this fish, half of it was consumed, and he said Allah's Qudrat that the half of the fish that remained jumped into the ocean. Ibn Atiyah also bears testimony to the fact that he had seen such a fish in the ocean, and then he quotes many others who had also seen such a fish. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. So now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a one night's journey, and now they surpassed the place where the fish had jumped into the ocean, and they had traveled for another night and another day, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now feels the pangs of hunger, the fatigue of the journey, and he asked Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam for the breakfast, in other words, the provisions that they had. So he replies, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. He says to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that the actual fact is this, that at the time when we took a rest at the boulder or at the rock, then I had forgotten the incident of the fish. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَ. None but Shaitan had caused me to forget, and so hence I did not remember. وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. The fish took its path into the ocean in a very wondrous way, in a very marvelous way. We discussed yesterday, it tunneled into the water, and then the water did not meet, but that tunnel remained. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبَغِي. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, that is what we were searching for. In the narration of Bukhari Sharif, at the very beginning, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had said to Yusha bin Nun that this is the requisite, that when you see this fish come alive and the fish dives into the ocean, you need to inform me, because that is our destination. At that time, Yusha bin Nun replied to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Remember, he was not a Nabi at that time. He was the Khadim, the attendant of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He replied to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that's a very easy task, that when the fish comes alive and it jumps into the ocean, for me to inform you is not anything difficult, so I will do it. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made him forget, and Allah Rabbul Izzat again sets another very, very beautiful example for us, that don't think that anything is easy accomplishable without the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَىٰ. So hence they retreated upon their tracks, retracting their footsteps, and now they had to travel another day and another night and come to the place where they had taken rest. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَجَدَا عَبَدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. They had found abadan, a slave from amongst our slaves. This is the place of the meeting when they came there, in the narrations, Khidr, or as we said, the proper pronunciation is Khadir, was resting, he was lying down. Musa alayhi salatu was salam makes salam to him. He responds to the salam of Musa alayhi salam, and he says, here in the wilderness, who would make salam? In other words, there is no humans over here. Where is this salam coming from? Who is this human being? So Musa alayhi salatu was salam replies, it is Musa ibn Imran. And Khidr asks him, is this Musa of the Bani Israel? The response is yes. He asks him, why did you come here? So he replies, I have come here to learn from the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Now at that point in time, in the narration, a sparrow or any bird had dipped its beak into the ocean and sipped from the water of the ocean. So Khadir says to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, the knowledge that you possess and the knowledge that I possess and the knowledge the whole of mankind and the whole creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala possesses is cannot be compared to this little water that was taken into the beak of this bird, cannot be compared to the ocean. So just like how it cannot be compared, that is how the knowledge of all of us, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the knowledge of all mankind can never be comparable to the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is infinite, and the knowledge of every human being has got a certain restriction, and what is restricted can never be compared to something that is infinite. So this was a very important lesson, and this is a very important aqidah of ours also, that the whole of mankind, the whole creation together, their knowledge cannot be compared to the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like for example, wa na'udhu billah, we cannot even say that that knowledge is 0.00001 to the knowledge of Allah. It is not comparable whatsoever. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ataynahu rahmatan min indina, that we had bestowed a special kind of rahmah that had come from our side. Wa 'allamnahu min ladunna ilma, and we had taught him knowledge from our side. In other words, the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Khadir, and the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and for that matter all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, was knowledge that came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that there is a difference in the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in general, and the knowledge that Allah ta'ala had bestowed upon Khadir alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.